So how do you want this EP to affect people?
Well, the goal of the EP really was to sort of bring some sort of connection between, you know, the title tracks are boys and girls. So for me, I went into it having this idea of wanting to bring girls and boys clarity on the other sex. I don't know if that's really possible, actually, but I think maybe just like some understanding on we see the world a little differently and they see the world a little differently together. Like, we still love each other and we have a great time together and we can all lighten up about it a bit. Okay. And so that was one of the main goals with it, and also just sharing love and understanding in a fun and poppy way.
I have to ask you about boys. I mean, I'm an 80s guy. I was born in the 80s, and I love 80s music. And the first time I heard Boys, it automatically reminded me of Blondie. What was the influence for that song? Were you listening to anything in particular? Like, is there anyone that you wanted it, or anything that you wanted it to sound like? What was the inspiration creatively for that song? Like, how did it come out?
It was sort of like Blondie was the influence. Actually, I wrote it on the piano, and it's sort of got this 50s doo-wop vibe when you just strip it down to its core. But when I was in the studio producing it, we were playing around with different sounds, and it felt like a really fun way to marry the 50s doo-wop chord progression with the 80s sound. It just happened. That's how my producer and I started writing the entire record. Is we found a couple of fun sounds for boys, and we were like, "Let's do a record," and it was that.
Okay, so you kind of changed the pace up a lot with "What If" that song. I mean, it just sounds completely different. It's a very emotional track. How did that song come about?
I had written that song before we started writing the EP, and I always had fondness for it, and I know it doesn't really fit on the record, and everybody in the industry says, you know, you should keep the song very consistent, but I felt that it was so different from the record that it was okay to put it on as sort of a, and I put it on probably like the last week before we pressed the record, and I just sat down in the studio with the piano and we recorded it and stuck it on really last minute.
Is it based on anything in your life? Do you mind like discussing it?
Yeah, I made it up. yes, it is based on a truth. It comes from, I think all my songs come from a place of personal inspiration. And maybe I fill in here and there to make it a little grander. But I was going through a breakup, and it was a hard one to leave because there were so many great things in the relationship. But I knew that I just wasn't quite right in it, and hard to leave something, and when you know, or when you question, like, well, will I ever find something like this again? Like, am I just being a brat and leaving? It was not perfect, but you know, like, in your core that it's not right.
Does the person know that you wrote it about them?
You know, it's so funny because all these guys that I date, they never the songs are about them, or at least they don't want to admit it.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself.
I mean, that's a pretty song, but they never say, like, there's a thing you're trying to say.
I mean, like you said in the song, you know, boys are simple. Boys are fun, you know, like, they might not get it.
Exactly.
You had a big 2012 with the Overstock.com commercial, which I must say, like, was completely stuck in my head. You were absolutely, like, great in the commercial. So, like, is this EP, like, kind of your way to, like, kind of continue, you know, that positive momentum?
Yeah. This EP, I sort of released it when I had written it before the Overstock commercial, and it was kind of perfect timing because I was planning on releasing it and got the commercial, and it came out, and it was a great merging of exposure and a product, and the way to sort of release the record in the spotlight independently. So yeah, I think that it validates me as an artist, not just a girl in the Overstock commercial dancing around in pink pajamas, but I think both were great together. You know, one was validates as a songwriter and one as an artist, and I'm really like being both.
This may sound like kind of like a highfalutin question, but how do you want this EP to really like be remembered? Let's just say a couple of years from now, after you get a couple of albums under your belt, how do you want people to look back on this EP?
I'm not quite sure. I guess I feel like probably this was her first, to think of it as her first record. That's fun, but also where she just started to scratch the surface of her main mission, or my main mission, I guess, in life, which is as a songwriter, I feel like the feedback I get back most and what feeds and drives me is when people say that they connected to the music, that it changed their day, that it brightened their life, or, you know, in some way gave them something to hold on to and understanding. And I would hope that the record would be understood as just the beginning of that, and like a fun way of digesting that message.
Okay. What do you think are your long-term goals in music? What do you really want to accomplish?
I want to do a bunch more records and tour the world with the records, and really be able to interact with my fan base on an intimate level to continue to make music that reaches and touches them and that fulfills me as well. And continue to write songs for commercials and movies and other artists, and I'm sure I had a bunch more goals, but those are the ones I can think of at the moment. I have like a whole list of goals in my bedroom I have like a whiteboard on the wall, and it's like goals to the bottom. Go next. But yeah, those are the main goals. I think staying true to who I am and what my purpose is as an artist throughout whatever, staying open to the journey and the path.
Okay, just to go back for a second to Oh, You're the One, how did you write that song? Was that specifically for that commercial, or was it something else that you had written before? Like, what was the process for that one?
I had written the part for the commercial, and then decided to write the full-length song. So it was sort of a backwards way of writing for me, because I normally write a song in its entirety, but so much had been done, just a small portion of the song. And then I was trying to figure out what twist can I put on this to fill an entire song? What's the real underlying message of something if you kind of take it out of context? And it was really fun to do that, because I'd never really deconstructed a song that way. So it came after the commercial.
Okay, let's have a little bit of fun. What are some songs on your iPod that you're completely ashamed of, but love anyway?
Britney Spears, probably. I like her songs. And right now I've been listening to Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. And I guess I don't have to be ashamed of that one, because everybody in America is listening to them right now.
Yeah.
But I sort of feel like I should be cooler, like know exactly what's cool next, but I'm sort of obsessed with them. I don't know.
What do you think is an artist that people wouldn't expect that you love?
These are really good questions. Ani DeFranco?
Huh?
Ani DeFranco?
Oh, okay. Any song in particular?
I'm like her biggest fan, so. probably Both Hands is my favorite of hers. I mean, I wasn't her biggest fan years ago. I guess I'm not very current with her new stuff, but. She's got a lot of great songs. To both hands, I'd say.
Okay. You said earlier that, you know, you wanted to make some more records and you wanted to tour the world, you know, see the world. So you'd have to tour with somebody. So who are some people that you'd love to tour with?
Bruno Mars. That'd be awesome.
I can see that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be really fun to join friends with him. His music, it inspires me and also feels like kind of what my live sound feels like. But in a girl, in a more girly way. So Bruno Mars and maybe the band Fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as far as you said before that you wanted to have this, you know, this intimate relationship with your fans. For people that haven't listened to you yet, what do you think that you'd say to them? Like, what kind of, what's your pitch to get them interested in your music? Like, what do you think you represent?
I guess I try to represent authenticity and through my music and being true to not just myself, but maybe just the human experience and giving people the permission to be human and make mistakes and fall apart. And so I think it maybe in meeting somebody, often that is sort of my exchange with them is I'm real and I make mistakes and I point them out and I make fun of myself. And I think that that sort of allows the person, whoever I'm talking to or relating to feel like they don't have to put on for me. And I think you become more interested in the other person when you don't have to be so concerned about how you're appearing to them.